I'm Rob Matthews, and I'll be reading from Maria Pessel's Special Topics in Calamity Physics, pages 59 to 60. "Thank God we made it out alive," said Dad, starting the car.
"What was that?"
"Your guess is as good as mine. As I've told you, these aged American feminists who pride themselves on opening their own doors, paying for themselves, well, they're not the fascinating modern women they imagine themselves to be. Oh, no. They're Magellan space probes looking for a man they can orbit without end." One of Dad's favorite personal comments regarding the sexes was his likening assertive women to spacecraft, flyby probes, orbiters, satellites, landers, and men to the unwitting subjects of these missions. Planets, moons, comets, asteroids. Dad, of course, saw himself as a planet so remote it had suffered only a single visit, the successful but brief Natasha mission.
"I'm talking about you," I said. "You were rude."
"Rude?"
"Yes, she was nice. I liked her."
"Someone is not nice when they intrude upon your privacy, when they force a landing and take the liberty of discharging radar signals that bounce off your surface, formulating panoramic images of your landscape, transmitting them ceaselessly through space."
"What about Vera Strauss?"
"Who?"
"Vera P. Strauss."
"Oh, the vegetarian?"
"Checkout girl in the express lane at Hardy Health Foods."
"Of course, she wanted to be a vegetarian, I remember. She cost us the middle of your birthday dinner." "At Wilbur Steak, yes, I know."
"Wilson Steakhouse in Mead?"
"Well, I..."
"You invited her to sit down for dessert, and for 3 hours we listened to those awful stories."
"About her brother getting all that psychosurgery, yes, I remember. And I told you I was sorry. How was I supposed to know that she herself was a candidate for shock treatment? That we should have called those same people who arrive at the end of streetcar to cart the woman off?"
"At the time I didn't hear you bemoaning her panoramic images."
"Point taken. But I remember with Vera, very distinctly, she had an unusual quality. The fact that this unusual quality turned out to be of the Sylvia Plath variety, well, it wasn't my fault. And at least she was extraordinary on some level. At least she provided us with a raw, uncensored view of complete lunacy. This last woman, this... I don't remember her name.
Hannah Schneider?"
"Well, yes, she was..."
"What?"
"Commonplace."
"You're nuts."
"I didn't spend 6 hours quizzing you on those far, far beyond the SAT flashcards for you to use the word nuts in everyday speech."
"You're otra," I said, crossing my arms, staring out the window at the afternoon traffic. "And Hannah Schneider was..." I wanted to think of a few decent words to blow Dad's hair back. "Prepossessing, yet abstruse."
"Hm?"
"You know, she walked by us in the grocery store last night."
"Who?"
"Hannah." He glanced over at me, surprised.
"That woman was in Fat Cat Foods?"
I nodded. "Walked right by us." He was silent for a moment, then sighed.
"Well, I only hope she's not one of those defunct Galileo probes. I don't think I could withstand another crash landing. What was her name, the one from Kokoro?"
"Bettina Mendejo?"
"Yes, Bettina. With the sweet little asthmatic 4-year-old.
She had a 19-year-old daughter studying to be a dietitian."
"Of course,"
Dad said, nodding.
"I remember now."